This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump complained that the media had discouraged attendees from coming to a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that yielded a smaller-than-expected crowd. The president had said that his first rally in months would be epic. He also cited bad behavior from protesters outside, but did not specifically acknowledge the fact that many seats in the 19,000-seat Box Center arena were empty. Attendees largely did not wear face masks at the rally. Mr. Trump was seeking to bring momentum back to his campaign after coming under fire for his responses to the coronavirus and to the death of George Floyd, the black man who died in the custody of Minneapolis police. The president had brushed aside criticism for his decision to hold his first rally since March 2nd in Tulsa, that is the site of the country's bloodiest outbreaks of racial violence against black Americans about 100 years ago. A memorial to Black Wall Street in the Greenwood District of Tulsa had been covered with tarp by residents who say they didn't want it to be used as a photo opportunity by the Trump administration as the president held a campaign rally nearby. The tarp was placed following a news conference that included Tiffany Crutcher, the twin sister of Terrence Crutcher, a black man killed by a Tulsa police officer in 2016. A pre-dawn shooting in a park in Seattle's protest zone killed a 19-year-old man and critically injured another person. The shooting happened about 2:30 in the morning near the city's downtown that is known as CHOP, which stands for Capitol Hill Occupied Protest. Officers responding to the shooting initially said they had trouble getting it to the scene. This is VOA News. More than 461,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and that number nears 120,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections is 8.7 million globally and more than 2.2 million in the U.S. U.S. President Trump on Saturday told thousands of cheering supporters that he had asked U.S. officials to slow down testing for the novel coronavirus, calling it a double-edged sword that led to more cases being discovered. Mr. Trump said the United States had now tested 25 million people, far more than other countries. A White House official said Mr. Trump was joking about his call for a slowdown in testing. He said his actions in blocking travelers from China and Europe had helped save hundreds of thousands of lives, but he said the radical fake news media had not given him credit for doing what he called a phenomenal job responding to the outbreak. A U.S. judge denied a request by the Trump administration for an injunction to block publication of a book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Bolton's memoir has drawn wide attention for its portrayal of President Trump and how politics drove the president's foreign policy. Bolton describes Mr. Trump as imploring Chinese President Xi Jinping for helping in winning his 2020 re-election bid. Any detailed alleged improprieties not addressed in Mr. Trump's impeachment trial. The administration had sought a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction against the publication of The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, saying it contained classified information and threatened national security. In his ruling, U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth said that while Bolton's unilateral conduct raises grave national security concerns, the government has not established that an injunction is an appropriate remedy, but the judge also said that it was too late with hundreds of thousands of copies around the globe, many in newsrooms, the damage is done. British police said that three people were killed in a summer evening stabbing attack in a park in the town of Reading and add that it's not currently being treated as a terrorist incident. The Valley Police say three other people were seriously hurt. Pro-democracy labor unions and a student group in Hong Kong failed to garner enough support to hold strikes against looming national security legislation imposed by Beijing and a blow for the Chinese-ruled city's protest movement. After a year of often violent unrest, anti-government demonstrations have lost momentum due to a higher risk of arrest, with recent rallies falling to receive police approval as well, and coronavirus restrictions. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.